What's up, bro?
You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shurai.
And today's podcast is Traffic Tragedies. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Nah, okay lah, whatever lah. What? Aku mute us. Yeah.
What's going on? Welcome back to the Moyo Magazine, the world.
Jap, aku cari sound. Yeah, there it is.
Alright, okay. One more time.
You just gitu aja. Okay.
Alright, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Do you hear the improvement of the audio? Or the difference in the audio? Not improvement, maybe difference and things like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So today we want to talk about traffic tragedies. I think first and foremost, condolences to the families.
Of the news that we're going to mention lah.
Yes. Yes.
So the first piece of news, I think, just to jump straight into it, is the Tampines, I want to say disaster, but tragedy lah.
The Tampines tragedy. The Tampines Avenue 1 to Avenue 6, that road, the accident lah. I think
involving six vehicles, bro.
Involving, is it?
Six, right? Six vehicles.
Many people, many more families. And I think that was... That is the biggest tragedy of the week, and hopefully, not hopefully lah. Like basically, that's the worst thing that has happened.
Yep.
In some time lah.
Yeah, I mean, just to be straightforward, there were two fatalities lah.
Yep.
One is a very young girl, 17 years old lah. Would you consider that young? Young lah.
Young lah, bro.
Young, 17 year old girl. Just entered J1, and then the other one is a Malay makcik, right?
I don't know her race, but I know she's 57 years old.
Yeah.
She was 57 years old. She was in the pest control van.
Yes. She wasn't even a driver, bro.
Yeah.
Kirakan like, how would you feel like if like you're the driver and then your passenger passes away, sir? I always wondered about that, sir.
I don't know, sir. But hopefully everybody will say it's not your fault, lah.
Yalah. I mean, that one legit macam...
I mean, hopefully, I think number one, hopefully it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Number one, hopefully it's not your fault. And number two, if it's not your fault, I think everybody will just reassure you that it's actually not your fault lah.
Yeah, but it's going to get... It's hard to get over it.
It's hard to get over it and hard to... Yeah.
Yeah, because the reason why I asked is because I've had a friend who was the rider and then...
The pillion passed away.
The pillion survived. My friend was a rider, so he passed away. But then the pillion is the one that survived. I don't know how you would feel, sir. Like, and plus, the pillion was the brother. The pillion was the brother. My friend was the rider lah. It's macam, I cannot imagine, sir. Either way, vice versa, I don't know which one is worse, but either way, it's horrible lah, bro.
It's quite crazy because I think personally, I do not know anybody who has passed away from a... road accident before. However, I have a close friend. It's a close friend of mine. He got into an accident. He got really really injured, and then he's okay now.
Yeah.
However, his brother was a pillion. Oh. Then his brother was a pillion. The brother was a lot more injured. And then couldn't go back to work kind of thing.
Okay.
Couldn't go back to work. Just couldn't go back to work lah for a year or two. And I think until now, still cannot go back to work fully. I think accidents in general just sad lah, and it's sad, scary, and if nothing happen also, it's very inconvenient.
Yeah.
Extremely inconvenient.
This is like if nothing like physically happens lah. I mean, that's the insurance, then you have to look at your car and then all that kind of stuff lah. The one you're talking about, is it your friend yang the?
No.
Oh, not that one lah. Oh. That one is a traffic accident, also, right?
No, it's not.
Oh no ah.
No, it's not. That one.
Oh, that one is a sudden thing, right?
Sudden and sick. There was operation that he needed to do.
Oh, we know someone what? The one that we interviewed, Ashraf, wheelchair.
He never died, what?
Yeah, but like still that's bad. There's like, how to say, one step below. I feel like there's like, I would say. Oh, I don't know if I can say this. Is it worse than death?
But can work, ma, bro.
Ah, that's true.
But can work, ma. Still life, ma. If like that, I know a few lah. We know, like, I know three lah. Two paraplegics.
Who? Ashraf and?
There's another guy that on my Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
young guy. Quite sad, very sad. But now,
Motorbike also.
Damn. So two paraplegic and one, he was crossing the road. Then kena bang that one. Then fly.
Siapa sah? Oh, the arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his name? Damn.
I don't know, but I know his.
His what?
I know the name of his family member lah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I think he.
Oh, okay.
But going back to this time, Tampines accident is really really crazy because the sub driver the driver of the SAAB car,
Saab.
The sub car is insane, bro. It's insane. So just to share what happened, I think he was angry at the Mercedes driver.
Mm.
Then he wanted to overtake the driver. Then he like bumped into the car a bit.
Mm.
Then he basically bumped into the car. And then like as a new driver or as somebody on the road, bro. Like that's not something you do, bro.
Yeah.
Like that is what you
do. It's macam clearly intentional lah, bukan macam ter.
It's clearly intentional. I mean, can be accident also, but like it's an accident because what you did is wrong.
Okay.
Because he wanted to select in between two vehicles, ma.
Yeah, the motorbike and the Mercedes, right?
So you hit accidentally because of a stupid thing that you wanted to do lah.
Yeah.
Mm. Then after that, he beat the red light, he banged the car, what then one car turned turtle, then after that ding-dong, everything, and then it was just bad lah.
How do you think like you're a relatively new driver,
yeah.
How would you would you, if let's say you saw the accident, let's say you were in the car behind the white Mercedes, kirakan. Yeah, you were in the car behind the white Mercedes, you see this happening in front of you, then boom, you see the whole thing in front of you, right? Would you stop and try to help the people there?
Yeah.
You would? I wouldn't know what to do. I would be like shocked, like, what the fuck just happened, yeah?
I would stop and, because there's, at that particular accident, there's no way you're going straight at this, bro.
Yeah, no way. They will divert traffic to somewhere else, lah.
So, if I'm directly behind, I will stop.
Mm.
I will stop, come out, lah. Because that's crazy accident, bro.
The car flip and then all that
car
shit, right?
The car flip, the door fly open, all that stuff. Yeah, lah. Then come out, lah. Stop and come out, lah.
Mm. It's crazy how the sub driver, not like, just the arm sling, lah. Honestly, macam, I expect the driver who's driving at that speed when knocking into somebody should be the one that macam, kena the worst.
No, there's some other photos coming out right now because apparently he was using the arm sleeve walking out of the court.
Yep.
And then he said, oh, this guy just a hand broken. Mm. But then there's new photos that come out. I don't know whether it's real or fake.
Yep.
But basically after the accident, he came out to check his car.
To check his car?
Yeah.
Meaning? Like
literally, yeah.
Oh, after the accident? As in, this is not at the court lah.
No, I recall lah.
Oh, this was during at the accident site.
Yeah lah. So he came out to check his car.
To check his car. The fuck.
So he came out to check his car. Definitely, there was another photo of him just sitting in the crowd.
Huh.
Then after that, I think, and then some people were saying if you watch the video, he hold his phone with his broken hand.
Oh.
And then he hold paper with the other hand. So it's like don't know whether the hand is actually broken or not.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever lah. Man, we don't know. We don't want to speculate. Whatever that happened. Just, I don't want to spend so much time to talk about the victims, but like, I guess it's very, very important to mention that for those new drivers out there who just got their licenses and who haven't had that much experience with the road and traffic, right? Road rage is a normal thing to experience. I really feel that this we must preface this, like road rage is something that you will experience, but that does not mean that you should act on it.
Correct.
Yeah. You will feel angry at drivers on the road because maybe they're not careful, they don't signal, they what else? What other things that can make you angry? Ooh, they can cut you off, they can what's that, tailgate you, and then they can be a road hogger, they high can beam, high horn. Beam, horn at you. These kind of things, I believe they don't teach you in school, in the driving school or maybe the CSSDC.
And you won't experience that in the
you won't,
the driving school or in the area
Around the driving
around
school.
Around the driving school.
Because you were always being protected by the L plate, ma.
Correct.
So like people would give you chance and people would understand your position and they wouldn't dare to do that, especially if you're on your TP and then you have a traffic police officer beside you. They wouldn't dare to do that kind of stuff. But the moment you pass and then you will have to go through this boy phase of the P plate, which Wise has explained before. Yeah, you explained on the podcast before, right?
I never explained before, but it's just fucking rubber, bro. The boy phase of you. But sometimes there's pros and cons with the P plate. The pros is if you do a mistake, people more okay. But the cons is people treat you like boy.
But like you are forgiven for certain things lah.
Yes,
say you parking at the multi-story car park, then you take more time, understandable.
Yes, okay.
I would understand. I would take like, ah, okay lah.
If you parking, you take them long, okay, understandable. If you 3-point turn, taking like 6-7 time, going, go out, they just wait. Sometimes people just chill lah.
Yeah. I recently, I mean today, I did go through some sort of road rage. Because if those who have never drive to JB before, right, then like especially during heavy traffic jams, these, you know those kind of transport, Starex, Alphard, all that, right? They are road bullies, bro.
They will speed in front and then they'll cut in.
Aku tak suka. Yeah, because I'm the fucking good Singaporean that will line up lah all the way there. Wait, my turn. I'm not going to let this fucker cut in front of me. No, right?
You shouldn't.
Yeah. So Fatin is very scared when it comes to kind of things. But tapi, to me, the way to beat these road bullies is to show them that you're not scared. I have nothing to lose. Right? My car is a CUE car. You knock into me, you cut into my lane, you pay my insurance, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like literally, for example, I'm going straight. He was very gini. He want me to give way. Aku tak bagi, saya duk. I went right beside him all the way. Sampai dia lepaskan. So, I'm not encouraging this, but like, this is the kind of things that you will face lah. And eventually, you will know how to handle those situations. I think the number one thing about road rage is that, or like road etiquette, is that you must be aware of your surroundings. We were not going fast. And if let's say that situation that I just explained about the whole Johor thing, it will not affect other people in terms of it will not injure other people. Paling-paling, like, it will stop the inconvenience people behind, but like, it won't kill anyone. Yeah, I just wanted to show that I will not give you way, tu je. Yeah. But it comes kind of thing like speeding and you fuck, bro.
It's scary, you know, like, as a, like, talking about this traffic accident and traffic and car and whatever. I've been riding for about 3 years, 4 years, whatever.
You pun kena be a road rage, right?
But when driving, the danger actually highest, yeah. I feel.
Really, man? Why?
Because like your vehicle is dangerous.
Oh,
like,
as in?
The vehicle can kill.
I see, okay. Okay.
Motor also can kill, but hard lah.
Yeah.
You can, but it's like...
You can kill 1% at a time, kirakan, but a car can kill maybe 5-4 people at
exactly,
one time.
Exactly, but like, I feel like car more dangerous, like because it's bigger, then like the people around you, and like, it's just scary, though. It's just scary. Because I cannot siam. Like in a motorbike, I can slip and things like that.
You can avoid.
I can avoid problems and whatever not. But car, I think just have to drive defensive. And I'm still gaining the experience. And I appreciate the Singapore punya macam TP and then the P plate and stuff like that. Like the points and it's scary, bro. Because I take fucking almost 2 years to pass my license.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not want to get it taken away lah.
Yeah, 12 points, right? 12 points and done, right?
So,
yeah,
so.
12 lah, 12, 12, 12.
Half lah, half. If I went to half, yeah, lah, 12 lah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
really condolences to the family, bro.
Really, really, really. I hope they are okay. I hope the father's okay. I don't know whether he has been discharged from the hospital yet.
Or even awake.
Or even awake. Because I think this was released. He was a... I don't know if it's released. So he I don't know whether he's awake or not lah.
Yeah.
I really don't know whether he's awake or not. So hopefully they're okay. Hopefully the other people who are injured is not as serious.
Yep. It was quite sad. I saw a few of the Facebook posts by the uncle because the father is not able to macam spread the news mah. So the uncle is the one that is saying that, oh no, my niece passed away and stuff like, wow, I cannot imagine sah. If let's say like touch wood ah, that happens to us and then like I don't want to say names or whatever, but then like wow, be hard wrenching
sah. Sebab macam is an accident tau. Mm. Like when if your elderly was sick,
yeah,
you're ready for it mah.
Yep.
Like
yep.
You're never ready for death lah, but you are more ready for it.
Yeah.
You're
expecting it.
Expecting messages and all already. House is ready. Things are ready. Money is ready.
Yeah.
And things like that. Then now if accident, they are fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Fella probably like was just going to work lah.
Yeah. Because it was in the morning,
school,
right? It was in the morning.
School going to work. That's it.
Yeah. It's very sad. It's a tragedy. We hope that these kind of things never happen again.
How about the charges?
Oh man, the charges.
Yeah. So
there's a big debate online about it, bro.
Yeah. So there's a lot of charges. So when I saw it, you just let me take out the post with the charges. 1 second, sir.
Facing 4 different charges, if I'm not wrong.
4 or 6, that's like.
Reckless driving.
Yeah, so he has a dangerous driving causing death.
Dangerous driving causing
carries
death.
Carries an imprisonment term of not less than 2 years and not more than 8 years.
Mm.
Then he has an offense of dangerous driving causing hurt.
Mm.
So carries a fine up to 10K or imprisonment term of up to 2 years or both.
Yep.
And then offenses of reckless driving.
Mm.
So kirakan dia the causing death, causing hurt, and then reckless driving reckless in general. Driving. So fine up to 5K, imprisonment up to 12 months.
Yep.
Then offense failure to stop after accident.
Mm.
Fine up to 1,000 lah. And imprisonment term up to 3 months or both.
Kirakan tu macam hit and run lah. The failure to stop lah.
So is kalau we talk about jail term, not more than 7. So let's say we take minimum lah. So 2 plus 1 lah. So up to 2 years mah, 2 plus 1, so it's 3.
Yeah.
3 plus 1.
4.
Up to 3 months.
So 4.
So say 4 years 1 month lah.
4 years 1, yeah.
4 years 1 month.
Mm. Tapi kalau maximum berapa?
Maximum is
8.
No more than 8 mah.
No more than 8. So kirakan 8.
7 lah. Apa?
No more than 8. That means 8 is counted lah.
Yeah, 8. 8 plus 2.
2, 10. 10. 10.
Heavy bro. 10 plus 1 lah. 11 plus 3 lah. 3 months.
3 months. So 11 years, 3 months lah.
Yeah.
After minus holidays and stuff like that, probably about 10 years lah.
Yeah.
Kan? About 10, right?
Yep.
Because what every 1 year you take away 3 months, something like that, right? Or is it 10 years you take away 2 months, something like that lah.
Yep.
Yeah. So maximum he can go is 11 years or minimum he can go is 4 years lah.
Yeah. But so I give my thoughts first lah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So my thoughts when I read this because I didn't see the first paragraph. So the first paragraph is kalau causing death confirm kena pergi jail lah.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that at first. So I just saw the fines. So I saw the fine of 10K, 5K and 1K. So in my head, siap lah, 16,000 then done lah. You get a good lawyer, you just shut up.
Settlement lah.
Just shut up and just don't say anything bro. Let the lawyer talk. And then just pay the fine lah. But then got the causing death, so confirm must go jail.
Confirm. But don't know how long ah.
Yeah, up to 8 years ah. Gila babi tu. And then another point of view is aku fikir macam, oh bro, sial lah. Macam, all of us has been on the road actually.
Yeah, of course.
Angry, but not.
Yeah.
And then just decide to
act on those emotions ah bro.
Fuck it.
And
he go, bam.
Split second oh. Split second decision oh. Okay, kan if he chose not to do it eh, things would have been different.
Yeah. I just try to think like after everything is done, you go home, shower, alone, going to sleep, close his eyes, see the thing repeat again. Close his eyes, he hear all the sirens, he hear everything, bam, boom, he smell the petrol. Because the petrol, come on, petrol smell.
Confirm,
think,
the car flip. Yeah.
You hear the petrol, you smell the fumes, you hear the shouting, he try to sleep, he close his eyes, he see the thing, ah. Thank you, Chow. Gilas, yeah. Split second lah. The regret dah. Like, can commit suicide once, bro?
Can lah. If you are so overwhelmed with guilt lah. If you're overwhelmed with guilt lah.
Yeah.
But aku like, okay. Aku nak try my best to husnuzon eh. This might be the worst time to husnuzon ever eh. okay, let's just imagine that.
No, because okay, I've seen. Kepada aku, okay, kalau accident, you pay the price lah. But it's accident lah.
Like, okay, maybe we just husnuzon on, try to make this guy look good a bit lah. Okay, give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, maybe he wasn't road rage. Maybe it was a medical emergency lah, kirakan. Like he.
Oh, somebody was in the hospital. He needed to go faster. This Mercedes slow.
Ah, something like that. Sure. Or he wasn't feeling too well. Then he didn't have time to brake in time.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. Or maybe.
Jauh sih tu. Yeah. He sped up sih bro.
That's true. okay. What other benefit of the doubt can give?
Machine faulty ah.
Ah, machine fault. Maybe the brake not working. He thought the brake was accelerator. Then accelerator was a brake. Could be machine faulty. Hard to because he was doing it, and then like he was he looked like he knew what he was
fast
doing.
Fast bro. Kalau kau beat the rate like, and then kau tak laju, kau ni apa T ya?
The cross junction lah.
Tak. If you hit, if I'm going this way, then you hit me here. What's it called?
T-bone. I don't know.
You kena whack like that, right?
Yeah.
At 40 km/h.
Yeah.
It's still painful lah.
Yeah, of course. Can you move the mouse a bit? Sorry.
It's still painful. However, like it not gonna be as bad lah.
Yeah.
So he sped up, speeding.
So it's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt, though.
No lah, it's not. It's no benefit of the doubt. He did a mistake lah.
Yeah. Because when the news first came out, right? Like I didn't comment on it much because we don't know the full facts, ma. So I was looking at the comments, and some people were like, okay, let's not make any assumptions first. I know a friend who got into an accident because he was in a medical emergency. He had a seizure while driving, and then that's why it caused him to do this kind of stuff. Maybe he is medically unfit lah. Then I thought like, oh yeah, maybe.
No, kalau dia medically unfit,
he shouldn't be driving ah.
No. Kalau dia tak nudge the Mercedes, okay lah, boleh pass lah medically unfit. But the fact that he overtake the Mercedes, he nudge the fucking Mercedes, and then he run away. Tidak ambil kakak sikit lah.
Maybe the seizure happened when he overtake the Mercedes, and the seizure happened, then he knock, then he like, the seizure was happening, then he just speed up.
Fair.
Maybe. We don't know. But it's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt lah.
What if you're his son, bro? What if he was 47 or 42?
They reveal his full name, all that.
Yeah.
He's 42.
42.
Yeah.
42, old enough to have a child, man.
Old enough, maybe he's in primary school or something. You have a child, bro. Primary school, secondary school. Yeah, that's true. If I was in primary school and people found out that my dad...
Tak, bukan find out. No, don't people find out. You go home and then you found out that your father did that.
Oh. Kalau primary school or secondary school, I would be angry.
Tak, bukan primary. Kasih macam sec 3, dah boleh fikir.
Damn.
Dah boleh fikir, dah boleh berbual lah. Dah pakai social media semua.
I'll be angry lah. Like why? What was so important? You know? In my head lah. Like, what was so important? But at the same time, like you wanting to defend your father,
ma. I'll be sad lah. Because like, yeah, shit, my father's gonna be gone. Bro.
Yeah, you want to defend your father, ma. But then it's so hard to defend your father.
I'll just be sad lah. Yeah, shit, my father's gone, bro. Damn.
Yeah, I won't see him for the next 10 years lah. Kerekan.
10 years... Probably family's gonna collapse. You're gonna get bullied.
Yeah, bro. If your friends find out you're gone now,
My family's gonna collapse. I'm gonna get like.
I'll move to Malaysia or some shit, bro.
Lawsuits, death threats from everybody.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a pig outside my house. Shit.
But man. I don't think people would do that, right? People would not be personal and attack this guy's family. If paling-paling attack this guy, jangan attack this guy's family.
I don't think the direct family would do that. Like, you know, like. Okay, you know, recently I got the whatever hit or whatever viral video from another podcast.
Yeah.
Aku chill, bro.
Yeah.
But the people around me is angry for me. Ma. Generally, you, like, when something happened to your friend, you'll be more angry than them. Ma.
Yeah.
So I don't think that family will do it. But like, macam, it just needs a
netizens
very...
Netizens, akhirkan.
It just needs a very gung-ho police NSF cousin. A friend.
What the fuck?
To just be
open
like...
Open his mouth.
This is too much, bro. Everybody was like, hey, you should get lawyer, bro.
Then
this
people just jump on the...
This civil. Open one time, one go fund me. Bugger book. Sup.
Sue you for everything you own.
Sue you for everything. Dah bapak aku duduk dalam jail 10 tahun. Sue me for everything I own. I better have anything now.
Damn.
Probably gonna get a divorce. My mother's gonna be gone. Fuck.
But the thing is, how why would you want to die? I don't know lah. I'm not friends of the deceased, of the arwah. I'm not a close family or whatever. I don't think I would attack the guy's family, because the guy's family wasn't in the car. It was just him. You know, for me to blame his family, you'll be stupid ah. Macam why? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, be quiet. If anybody does that, I don't condone that. I mean, like, whoever is listening, don't ah. Just jangan ah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let the son...
I don't know whether they got children or not.
Don't let the family... don't let the family of this idiot... what's that called? Leave... No. Fall, right? No. There's a term for it.
Go to blame, eh?
Basically, don't blame the family for the sins of the father. Something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's not right. You shouldn't be doing that. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Next piece of news, man.
Next piece of news, huh?
Mm.
All right. So the next piece of news is
lighthearted sikit lah.
It's a lot more lighthearted, okay?
Okay, kita transition song. Let's see what Biar Betul has next.
Kejut cabar.
Next.
Like a hobby, private driving instructors real sunset industry that has quirky students and comfortable salaries. So basically this article we're going to talk about is that basically it's a commentary of this private driving instructor lah.
Mm.
Yeah, so 75 years old, he's retired. Mm. And then it's just a commentary of his job and his previous
career
lah. His career lah.
Mm.
His career. So some fun facts. Okay, so one of the funniest, so in the story, open with one of the funniest encounter that this guy remembers lah.
Mm.
So he's 75 now lah.
Okay,
so 75 in 2024.
Wow,
he was born very very long ago.
49.
Okay, so in 1978, this guy remembers. So his name is Sunny Kang lah. Sunny Kang.
He sounds like a private instructor. Uncle Sunny, Mr. Sunny, sounds like a... Yeah.
So one of his students stepped into his car for a lesson wearing a wet swimming suit, bro.
Wet swimming suit? Okay.
Yeah. And then he just drove. And then the instructor was saying, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Then he said, oh, sorry, bro. Sorry, sir. I didn't have time to change. And then he just went to drive.
Damn. Okay.
That was one of the funny encounters. So some of the interesting things that... I took up in the article is Mr. Kang had the same job for 48 years.
48 years, okay. Half his life, bro. More than half his life, bro.
Mm. Okay. So, did you guys know that the driving limit, so you cannot have any more. So what I know is you cannot have any more new private driving instructor.
That's why you see all the private driving instructors very are old. All like old uncles, old uncle, auntie.
Old uncle, auntie aku tak pernah nampak sel.
Probably ada.
Old uncle or aunties, just old people.
Mm. Okay, and so the reason for this
is because so I always thought that macam it was recent.
Okay,
but wait, let me find the year.
1970 something. I remember you said that they stopped giving this private.
So yeah. Police stopped issuing private driving instructor license in 1987, bro.
1987,
when the first two driving schools were set up.
Which
is fucking crazy. So these fellas had this job since 1987. So 2024. When is 1987? 37 years, bro.
Yeah.
So 37 years ago.
Solid career, bro.
No more of these jobs is allowed. No more like of these license were given.
Yeah.
And they just stood on.
Yeah.
Yeah, gila babi.
They realized that, oh, there won't be any more competitors. I'm going to be a solo entrepreneur.
Continue this self-employed thingy for the rest of my life.
And to be fair, can earn money, bro.
I want to see whether they got say the salary or not. But this fella confirm got a lot of money. Not say a lot of money, but it's comfortable.
Yeah, bro. 10 students a month,
No lah.
5 students a month.
A week, lah.
10 students a week, eh?
Confirm lah, bro. Every bro, I want to book. You know how hard it is to book the fucker?
Haji Hassan.
Hey, relax. He only has 4 more years to work. So
oh yeah, he's 71, right?
Yeah, he's 71. He only has 4 more years to work. Fuck. And I'm like, I'm still recommending him to people, sir. People ask me. I love him. Yeah, but he's not that hard to book. But it's quite challenging to book, bro.
Okay.
So
because of his schedule.
Yeah lah, cause number one. Yeah lah, because of his schedule. Okay. And how famous? Because there's only 305 left.
Serious?
Yeah, there's only 305 private instructors left in the world. The species. In Singapore.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. There's only 305 left. Very, very little left.
Okay, okay. Fair.
Yeah.
I thought it was hard to book because of his
Singapore
old age.
Singapore had 305 private diving instructor as of March 2021. Correct? Yeah.
Wow.
So, definitely more than 5 a day lah. Confirm.
Damn. Okay, then like it's 2 hours actually.
Okay, kau tengok minimum pun 3.
Okay.
Sebab before aku masuk,
yeah,
one guy come out.
Yeah.
After I finish, one guy come in. So there's at least 3, sah bro.
Okay, 3 a day lah kira kan. But he don't work every day, what, right?
Minimum 5 days a week lah.
5 days a week.
Saturday one day apa?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's get a lazy private instructor.
Five a day. Whoa, that's fucking little, dude.
Okay, 5 a day, lazy private instructor only work 3 days a week.
Oh, cannot be lah, bro.
Okay, 4 days a week.
Okay, four.
4 days a week.
Four, okay, so 5 times 50 times 4 times 4, 1,000.
That's decent, sir.
Yeah.
You work how many hours only a day?
Five. Because you only got five lessons, man.
Five lessons, but in an hour each.
An hour each.
Damn. 5 hours a day only, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
4,000 a month.
Bro,
no CPF,
huh? Confirm fucking lot of money, bro. This guy. Sial lah. Confirm fucking lot of money. And then, when you take private instructor, private people, all the funny characters.
Yep.
All the one that want to pass faster lah, want to do
maybe this multiple lah, bookings.
Multiple booking. Mm. Yeah, like anak orang kaya lah. Mm.
Want to, because it's faster mah.
Yeah, faster. Fucking cock. He tell me before, many years ago.
Yeah.
This rich guy,
yeah,
paid him many years ago. So sekarang dia $50 per hour.
Mm.
Many years ago,
mm,
this guy paid him 100 per lesson.
Wow.
100 per lesson. But
for
then,
1 hour.
But then need to fetch lah.
Oh, need to fetch from his house.
Need to fetch from his house, do lesson at his house and then go.
Okay.
Go away. I don't know, like, send back to the house lah because yeah, the kid was very busy over shit. Oh, kira pun habis lah.
Wow. 100 per session.
Yeah, expect. Kira kan dia, his per hour is 50 lah. If you work 5 hours
a day.
250, yeah.
250 a day.
250 per day. But he's definitely got more than 5. But let's say 250 per day.
Mm.
Then you times
30.
6.
Times 6.
Times 20. Yeah, times 20. 5,000.
Decent.
Nice.
Decent.
Chill. You can chong more.
Mm.
I don't know how much, they ketuk for all the TP failures.
But the thing is, there's risk, right? There's your risk
lah,
your car
maintenance lah.
Yeah, and then after that, if accident, the risk of the job is that if your car workshop accident, kau tak boleh kerja kan?
Yalah.
Kau tak boleh kerja. Yeah, there's risk to it, though.
Mm, for sure, there's definitely risk. But it's very chill. But it's not that chill because you're grumpy. And then like kadang-kadang aku tengok, like it's kind of scary. Because you are sitting beside, you're in a car.
Yeah.
You're sitting beside somebody that don't have to drive.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking scary, bro.
Yeah. Does your private instructor have the brake on his side?
I'm pretty sure they have two, bro.
Oh, yours have,
Yours do have,
Have. Of course,
Yeah, yeah. Have brake on his side. What the fuck? Gila, bro.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, I bet you he brake a lot of times,
For you,
For me. Like, even though like I'm outside, if I'm like, he just, for his own safety,
okay,
he slows down the car.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. I think, I don't know whether this is a hot take, but like, I think they should bring the age limit slightly lower, bro.
For sure.
75, macam.
Much.
If I know my private instructor is 75 years old, like, this is his last year to work, seram juga, sial.
Why?
Because if he falls asleep while I'm driving.
Like they always do.
Yeah. Mati, sial. what am I supposed to do?
But that's the quirks of having a private instructor, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's true. Like that. Like they're pervert. They're fucking. they just fucking pervert. They like to talk rubbish. Their stories, and then they just fucked up. Like, that's the quirks of a private instructor, bro. It's like you have a. Basically, you have a grandfather, bro.
Yeah. It's a datuk, bro. Datuk right beside you.
Yeah, and their quirks is so funny, man.
My private instructor wasn't that old. I don't know how old he was.
Yeah, private instructor?
Yeah.
Before police.
Yeah, before police. Uncle Albert.
Okay.
The funny thing is, bro, okay, for those who don't know, my sister is 14 years older than me. This guy taught my sister how to drive. And then he taught me when I was 18. So my sister learned how to drive at 18. And when I turned 18, my sister was When I turn 18, my sister is 18 plus 14, 32.
Yeah.
So 32 minus 18, 14. So 14 years later, he taught me.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
He one job.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, but anyways. Mm.
But what I want to say about this is it's a dying trade. I'm gonna miss you guys, man. Like I'm gonna miss, like, as a private instructor. I think I would want to go to education when I retire.
Teach.
Kacau amanah, bro. The pride is cool lah.
That's the usual route, ma. After you been in the industry.
I don't want to go so early lah, bro. I want to go when I'm like fucking like earliest point 45, bro.
Yeah.
Earliest point 45, bro.
That's when you should go, ma. Because like,
at least you got something.
You're rich in knowledge already, ma.
Yeah. Cause like the happiness of Haji Hassan when his students pass, cause he always tell his students to call him after the TP.
Mm.
Then I was in the car lah. Then after that, his student call and say that he passed. Then he was so fucking happy. He's like, Alhamdulillah, okay, congratulations, all the best, drive safe. Okay. Then he put on the phone, put on the phone already, and then he continued, oh my God, I'm so happy for him. Alhamdulillah. Wow, the guy was good. There's all the memories.
What did he say to you when you call him?
I didn't call him. I saw him. Like, after I passed, he was outside there. I saw him. I'm fucking happy. Woohoo! High five, that takes a fee, man.
You high five.
High five, man.
You high five, 71 year old man.
Yeah, high five. Salam, dia. Cik, gambar boleh, cik. Gambar, dia takes a fee. I'm fucking happy, bro. Oh my God. Yeah.
But okay, just to share the. Pada aku, because I've been through both, kan? I've been through school because of police, and I've been through private instructor, kan? Honestly, school is better.
For sure, bro.
School is
confirm,
better.
Confirm, bro.
I learn much more. I learn better in a structured way.
Bro, do you know that I learn things during my TP, Sel? I found out things in my fucking TP test, Sel.
What do you find out?
There's this 3-point turn. It's a directional change. So, you go in front. You reverse and then you get the fuck out the hole.
Yeah.
So I overcompensated. So okay. I think I moved too forward.
Okay.
So when I reverse, I felt I was like I can see like I'm gonna hit the fucking stone deal. So I adjusted. So I move front, I move back, I move front, I move back. Then after that, I still didn't feel confident.
Okay.
Then after that, my TP say, do you know that more than 3 is immediate failure?
Damn. Kau dah buat 3 lah. Oh shit.
More than 3 is immediate failure.
3 attempts of the.
No, 3 go in, go out, go in, go out.
Oh shit.
So he told me, I said, do you know that more than 3 is immediate failure?
Oh damn.
Then I look at him. Yeah, sure, of course. Well, first time I find out, like, what the fuck, sir, bro? I didn't know that. Then aku cakap, sial lah. Tawakal lah, bro. Utuh, I said, let's go, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so like, private is songsang, bro.
Yeah,
teach you to pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, then teach you to drive. No.
They teach you to drive.
Teach you to drive.
Yeah. School teaches you
everything.
Everything, yes.
And more structure. But I really feel that the driving schools in Singapore has to fucking upgrade, bro. It sucks. The system is shit. So long. Why does it take so many years to book my stupid thing? Why must I wait? For like 2 hours to go to the counter after I made an appointment. Kau orang merepek, bro. Poliklinik pun pada... Okay, aku 1 hour max. Kalau aku buat appointment, tunggu 1 hour max. Poliklinik does that, I'm fine. Ni 2 hours, 2.5.
This is appointment untuk apa ni?
Make account lah.
To make an account? I thought you can do it online.
But you need to take photo lah, eye test lah.
Oh, okay. The first ever interaction school lah. Okay.
Tu dah merepek.
Yeah. But maybe it's because you're private. You are enrolling as a private student in the school mah, right?
But
to
if
get the
I wanted
PPCD,
to...
PPL.
PDL. But thank God that one can do online. But like if I'm not, so I have to do the same thing, what?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so that's stupid. And then the booking is so slow. With the website, not bad lah. But like, it's so slow, so little slots. 3 months lah, this lah, that lah. Like, they should just...
I think manpower crunch also.
There's fucking people in there lah, dude. Such a fuck up, sir, bro.
Honestly, also, I think they want to reduce the number of drivers. I don't know whether this is a conspiracy theory, but you know, right? Like, Singapore wants to reduce the number of drivers. If you reduce the number of drivers, you reduce the number of cars on the road and stuff like that, right? So maybe they want to make it as inconvenient as possible to get your license.
I'm 27.
Unless you really
relax.
Need it.
I'm fucking 27. Chill.
Pasal kan?
Oh, police laju ah.
I passed my license in a month, 2 months ah, bro.
Police, my job ah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
TP. Mm. Kau class 2 state
lah. Class 2 state, yeah. And in a month or 2 months only.
Yeah. Yeah, but so, I mean, but to be fair, it's 8 hours of class ah. I don't know how many hours.
Yeah, it's a whole day thing. It's a whole day thing. Yeah, it's a whole day thing. Yeah, so, but pada aku like, they can make it fast. But the thing is, I think because they want to reduce the number of drivers on the road. That's why. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to reduce the number of drivers on the road.
Yeah. So before we go to the next news, I need to pee, so I'm going to pause this.
And we're back. Why, just went to pee?
I went to pee.
So the next piece of news.
My life, bro.
Next piece of news. Let's see what they have.
Go ahead.
All right. So 20... let me just see. Let me get this. 20 Singapore motorists aged 28 to 51 years old to be charged with drink driving.
Good. Good. As they should.
Oops, salah. Nak call siapa? I'm just playing the thing. So yeah, drink driving. It's a very serious thing, bro.
Okay, can you just, so just define sikit lah. What is considered drink driving?
So drink driving
three
is when...
3 milligrams of alcohol in your blood eh?
Point. I should know this, man. Damn.
Reservist next week. You better buck up your law. 3 milligram lah, fucking a lot.
They know, it's point... I think anything above point two. Anything above point two zero. If I'm not wrong, don't quote me on this. If I'm not wrong, don't quote me on this. So what we're talking about is like when you stop at a roadblock and you smell of alcohol, the police officers will conduct a breathalyzer test on you. That breathalyzer test will test how much alcohol is in your blood lah.
I got it. Mm. So Singapore's legal drink driving limit is strictly enforced at 80 milligrams per 100 milligrams of blood or 0.08% blood alcohol content.
Yeah. So 80 milligrams.
80 milligrams per 100 milliliters of blood. Or 0.08% of blood alcohol content.
Okay. But the breathalyzer test shows something different. But okay, 80 lah. 80. The magic number is 80.
80 okay. Or 0.08% lah.
So the breathalyzer test that you take when you blow into it, you can read your...
Have you taken it before?
Yeah, I have.
As a non... If you never drink anything, what would you say?
Zero. Zero.
Duh.
Yeah. You should zero. Yeah, it's a yellow color device that it's a disposable straw that you people blow into lah.
Kau macam like someone like he drank. Then he like fucking scared. Then he blow. Then it's like just nice below.
Tak pernah.
Oh, normally if you smell alcohol, you blow, you confirm kena.
No, usually they will run lah, bro. Yeah.
Meaning?
Like, kirakan like, the breathalyzer test, people who drink drive, usually they know already. They know that they're fucked up, bro.
Oh, okay.
So the moment you line up for the roadblock already, there's been instances where people just get out the car run.
Oh.
Yeah, get out the car run, then we have to chase. Or like, they make U-turn all of a sudden in a one-way street. They don't want to go to the roadblock.
But then they will you chase?
Huh? Chase ah, because usually how roadblock. Usually how roadblock.
One way kan?
Is if we find a very strategic area to do it. So kirakan you cannot escape ah. Moment you and you cannot see us from afar. So kirakan it will be at a bend. Then you see us. Then cannot U-turn already. That's usually where we do it. Or that's where we usually do it. And usually there's two cars at a roadblock. Minimum three ah. So one will be stopping the first car and the other one will be the...
Roadblock sounds scary to do. Like it sounds dangerous to do.
It's dangerous. Because they can just ram the roadblock. So yeah, so one will be here at the front and then there'll be one car there. But they don't see that we have another car that is macam hidden that is called a spotter or a chaser lah. Yeah, so if anybody run, that car will go. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah lah. So that's how it
so
works.
Like, there's people who that's like mini like example 0.0 like, example the number is 8 lah.
Mm.
Then you blow the person is 2.
Mm.
Ada?
Tak ada. Usually yeah.
So your
if 2 aku rasa tak boleh bau pun. Like moment, we only conduct a breathalyzer test when you can smell.
You can smell the liquor on the shirt kind of shit lah.
On the breath mah, you can smell it on the breath.
Okay, but if the...
You've been around your friends who drink alcohol, you confirm can smell that their breath is alcohol.
If the passenger all drunk, okay.
Passenger drunk, whatever lah. Like Grab drivers, like where they will bring drunk passengers home lah. Yeah.
What if there's alcohol in the car? Is it fine?
Yeah, it's okay lah, whatever lah.
Is it okay? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, there's nothing wrong with having alcohol in the car mah. Alcohol delivery malam-malam, kadang-kadang dah ada.
But open lah, open.
Open lah.
Kira kan macam driver ada macam dua cup holder kan.
Mm.
Beer.
Duduk open eh.
Duduk open lah. Two for passenger.
Nah, I mean, the thing is, it's up to the officer's discretion or how they evaluate the person.
Mm. Yep.
Because before the breathalyzer test, we do all the usual stuff mah. Can you walk in a straight line? Do you slur the way you speak? That kind of stuff, yeah.
Hush.
But yeah, these drink drivers, they deserve to be charged.
It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. They deserve to be charged. How severe the charge is, I think...
Okay, what if drink driver never kill anybody, bro? Just macam... get caught right outside the house already. Going to reach home already. Throughout the time, he never break any traffic rules.
Itu kau tengok. Kau kena tengok sway lah, bro. Kau tengok officer ke tak lah.
Is it still as wrong?
I feel if you gonna caught, bopen lah.
Ah, okay. But is it still as wrong?
But the severity of your charge, don't need to go jail lah, bro.
Okay, fine, yeah. Tapi still need to suspend the license lah.
Like, as in, like, you have to kena kena punish lah. You got caught mah, bopen lah. You kena punish, but don't need to go jail lah.
Okay, still suspend license?
I mean, if that's the minimum, then okay lah.
But he managed to drive while drunk all the way from Clarke Quay to fucking Tampines lah, bro. That's no accidents. Man. Right outside his car park, bro. Dia kena.
Too bad lah, bro.
It's still fucked up lah. It's still wrong lah. Mm. It's still wrong lah.
You should get punished because definitely this is not your first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because normally you won't get caught in your first time.
Whoa. From experience.
If you get caught your first time, it'd be funny, bro. But if you get caught the first time, there won't be a second time anymore.
Yeah, it's number one.
And number two, like, you get caught normally, it's not your first time.
I never understood the whole idea why people drink drive in the first place.
Convenience.
It's more convenient to book a Grab, bro.
Say funny.
You're already fucking drinking. You're spending at least $100,
bro. Save money lah.
Oh, okay.
I already have a car. I already have a vehicle.
Yeah.
I'm strong.
Macam at the back of your head, wouldn't think like, oh, how am I going to get home, sir? Takkan aku nak drive, eh? I can't even stand straight, sir, bro. You know what I mean? Damn.
He's just driving.
The thing is, what I agree on when it comes to drink driving is dangerous. Very dangerous. Yeah. Like, even though if you never injure anybody,
it didn't mean, well, you can
it was
yourself,
irresponsible.
Bro.
It was dangerous. Irresponsible. Yep. It's very, very irresponsible. Should your license get suspended? Or revoked? Usually it's revoked, right?
Revoke we busted.
Suspended?
Suspended, I think okay.
How long do you think they deserve to do it? Never kill anybody?
Just a good 3 to 6 months. Just pukimak.
Pendek je. So short. 3 to 6 months of not driving. Siang. 1 year tu.
One year bastard sial. 1 year lama sial.
Suspended je apa. Then after that 1 year, you go through a TP. Then
don't need TP lah.
Need lah.
Oh, need TP lah.
Need to go through the education mah. Kirakan like, okay, this is your jail sentence. Then after that, you have to go through the whole test. Like the TP je.
Kalau kau fail TP?
Tak dipas lah.
That's basically revoke lah. Fuck.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's revoke what?
Then how would you teach these drink drivers? The 1 year suspension, orang can wait it out sah, bro.
Oh, lama sial.
People can wait it out sah.
I mean, for sure. I mean, jail pun you can wait it out, bro. What talking about?
I guess. Yeah.
Cannot teach lah. These fellas is, somebody has to die around them lah.
No, damn.
No, I mean, bro, cannot teach one. Okay. It's either they get into a messed up accident, then they fuck up the car, and then
they learn to not do it again.
Kena scold by their mother. or the bang a tree, and then they malu kena suspension lah.
Mm. I think 1 year is minimum aduk. Like
minimum
lah. If you were to get caught lah. Revoke.
Would you rather?
Second time I think revoke.
Would you rather kena $5,000 fine?
Mm.
Okay. $2,500 fine?
Mm.
Or suspended 1 year? Kira fine bayar and done lah. Or suspended 1 year?
Like if I'm the drink driver lah.
Yalah.
Fine lah.
Yeah, true. 5,000 or 1 year? No, why I say 2.5K? Because the price of a license is also
yeah.
2.5K.
5K. Sure, man. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
True.
Mm. Anything above 5, I put macam.
Anything above 5, I'll just wait it out. Fuck it. 1 year lah. Betul lah. Just take grab lah.
Grab for 1 year, it shouldn't be 5,000, right?
Yeah.
Aku nak MRT 1 year pun tak 5,000. Tak payah.
Yeah. Anything above 5,000,
fuck it lah. I'll rent out my car to somebody. I'll pick $5,000.
Yeah, but like, okay, this one you don't need to comment on it lah.
Mm.
But something that I'm very annoyed with is, I think I've heard, I know or whatever not that senior officers get one chance, and that annoys me a lot. That annoys me
in
a lot.
In police, army or what?
Police.
Yeah.
So like if you ever like senior officers, because in the civil service line you drink to socialize, you drink to network, you drink to whatever not a lot. And then like I always hear that like, oh, senior officers, if they ever get caught drink driving on a roadblock, and then somebody will drive you home and then it's just done. And then the other person will get a PayNow and it's done. Yeah.
I've heard of that though.
Yeah. But I think it's only police. Because I know Encik is gonna caught lah.
Encik is in army.
I know Encik is in army. You gonna caught lah for drink driving and shit like that, bro.
Yeah. The thing is, I've heard of that before. I've heard of that while I was in HTA, bro. But I don't know how true it is, lah. I've never experienced it. Yeah, just doing a roadblock, my tears like fuck. Come on, sir.
Kau kena drive back. Kau kena dapat pay now. 5,000. All right, that's not bad.
But do I think it's right? I don't know. Okay, this whole thing, police corruption. I've recently been watching about this police corruption a lot. It's all based in the US shit, lah. It's not in Singapore. But it's quite fucked up, sir.
It's messed up, bro.
Fucked up, sir. I mean, the whole situation in the US with the defund the police lah, Black Lives Matter, that kind of stuff. It's quite intense, yeah.
Defund the police apa?
Defund. Kirakan like, stop giving the police money.
Oh.
Defund them. So macam, there's this movement to defund them because the people think that they have too much power. The laws in America protect the police like fucking crazy, sir, bro. They can get away with a lot of shit.
They got away with murders, I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They can get away with a lot of shit. The laws protect them like fucking crazy, sir. But the thing is, I'm putting myself in the shoes of an officer working in a country where guns are fucking legal lah.
Yeah.
That scares me. I need laws to protect me, bro.
For sure.
Yeah. So macam, at a roadblock in Singapore, the most fucked up thing I have to worry about.
Kena langgar.
Or the guy has a knife lah.
Okay.
At the end of the day, my weapon is still more powerful lah, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. In America, bro, you do a roadblock, the fucker could have an AK-47 in his car, sir. And I don't know, sir. All I have is my pistol. I can die, sir. So, yeah. Macam, I understand the fear officers face.
But laws protecting police and bribery, lain, sir.
Huh? What do you mean?
You were talking about bribery, right?
I was talking about bribery, lah.
Yeah, but laws protecting police and bribery lain, sir.
No, I'm just talking about police corruption.
Police corruption and laws protecting police lain, bro.
Ada link.
What's the link?
So corruption, where these police officers then suddenly take advantage of these laws to inflict more, macam
on a certain somebody lah.
On black certain people race, and stuff like that. They, for example, like they see a black person, then immediately they think, okay, you're guilty of doing something and you don't want to stop. I recently saw this video of this guy is a army veteran. Kirakan he just came back from the army lah. He was a lieutenant, medical officer. His hands were already outside the car, bro. And the officers were pointing a taser at him.
Oh, tu just babi ya, dok.
pointing there, ask him to get out of the car.
Dude, the white supremacy in America is stupid, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, police corruption in America is just fucked, bro. Abis aku macam addictive aku tengok video-video ni. Because like,
I've, kau polis pun.
Yeah, I've been in a situation where I've been at knife point and I had a gun. Macam to me, that makes sense. This guy is innocent. His hands are outside. What the fuck can he do? Like in my head lah. Itu macam, it's just frustrating. Yeah. So yes, drink drivers.
Unless you get caught, fuck you all, don't drive.
Don't drive.
Take the grab.
Put pride aside.
No. Like, non-drunk, no alcohol inside, really accidents can happen.
Yeah, there was a, under that tweet, right? It's like, drunk, not drunk really can kill people. What about drunk?
Yeah. Drink driving, stupid. Don't do it.
Yep.
Don't do it. Oh, towing. Can I just share with you? Towing right now, towing used to be expensive. But right now, with the price of Grab becoming stupid, it's about the same fucking price, bro.
To tow your car back home.
Yeah.
You can tow your car back home? Kalau tak rosak?
You can tow your car anywhere, what?
Oh, okay.
Correct, ba?
Yeah, so you just call like Siva and Siva, Siva towing.
Siva towing.
Okay.
To tow your car anywhere lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much is it?
I don't know.
For motorbike is 40, right?
40, 50 if you forget to unlock the handlebar.
Okay. Drink riding also is fucked up. Don't do that.
Of course.
Yeah, drink riding is also fucked up. Don't just think like, oh, drink driving also, I can ride and fuck off.
No, it's the same thing. People, you can get suspended.
You can kill yourself, bro.
Yeah.
And if you are one of those friends who see, how to say, in those circles.
Okay, but the thing is, now we're putting ourselves as a working adult. Now if you put yourself as a 19.
Poly,
19 years old. You... not go working,
okay.
You go clubbing. You have a friend who got driving license, has a car, and is generally not too bad with his liquor.
Okay. No, bro. Fuck.
Sit in that fucking car, or pay $60 grab, or
wait for first train.
Wait for first train. And then this guy, you know, that actually this guy not bad, well, can die.
Would you be in the car with him?
I don't know. I now I say no.
Okay.
You don't step out.
Just wait for first train, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Tell your mom you subuh at a boss or something, bro. Then fuck it.
I tell myself I won't, but I can see myself in the car. Peer pressure. I can see myself peer pressured to be in the car.
Okay.
Peer pressured to be in the car. Don't praying for my fucking life that I don't die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can see it. No, like
yeah,
like,
it's like, a very real example.
Like after one time.
Yep.
Proven, tested. Hey, this guy okay, sir.
Okay, but tak boleh, Jal. But I understand. I'm not gonna step.
Yeah, but I think driving is wrong. Don't. Please. Now so accessible. Dude. Like, just take the Grab, bro.
Yeah, I was just about to finish. And now got Night Rider. Just take the fucking Night Rider lah. But...
Night Rider is a bus.
Bus lah. You can take the Night Rider. That goes like until 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. something like that. I was just about to say, yeah, if you have friends who do this, what I can tell you is you just take their car keys away, bro. Just take their car keys away. Then they keep asking, hey, where's my car keys? Return them the next morning.
Oh, the fact
they will thank you, bro.
The fact that they're asking where the car key, they're a problem, huh?
Yeah. Take the car keys away from them if you're sober enough. Or give it to the bartender. I think you can give it to the bartender, actually. Give the car keys to the bartender, then say that your friend is too drunk to drive. Yeah. Then after that, I think the bartender would know. Yeah. So you can just give the car keys to the bartender. Just don't tell the bartender what car it is. If not, the bartender will steal the fucking car. Yeah. Or give it to the bouncer or something. Go to an established club. Probably they would know that what to do.
For sure.
Stop this. I mean, all these traffic accidents. So this podcast is sponsored by Glenn Finish.
I wanted to say Singapore Traffic Police. Traffic Police is under SPF.
Yeah.
Singapore.
The first alcohol in my head was Glenn Finch for some reason, bro. Yeah. This podcast is not sponsored by anybody. Just don't drink drive.
Don't drink drive. Be safe. Condolences to all the families. And please be safe.
With that,
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.